Welcome to the show, Five Chef Fam. I'm AJ, and this is Mark. And where is you get your pods, subscribe, share, and leave us a good rating.
This segment is sponsored by Thinking Man Tavern, a cozy Decatur neighborhood pub. Grab a tasty beverage from a wide variety of selections and a plate of something delicious from the menu. To go, check out Thinking Man Tavern.
Welcome to another Five Stripe Weekly. And yes, it's kind of quiet in the Five Stripe sphere. It is definitely a, it's an off season that does not have a ton of rumors. And it's a very, very interesting, because 2021, 2022, it wasn't a banner season. So I would suspect that, some of those guys that, did make the exit, we should be bringing in some guys to actually supplant that and some more talent, but that hasn't been the case. But what has happened has been that George Bello, Brooks Lennon, and Miles Robinson have made the U.S. Men's National Team camp for January, and that's Greg Berhalter's two-week January camp in Phoenix, Arizona, and that's for the World Cup qualifying matches between January 27th and February 2nd. And so that final roster will be announced following the camp. But congrats to the boys on making it. But my question to you, Mark, is, George Bello, Miles Robinson, will they be Five Stripes in 2022?
Well, ask me again at the end of 2022. I mean, I think because I think that's also could be a question. It's like I could see them being here at the beginning and the way things are going now. And I mean, it's only January 9th. We know that European window, I think they end kind of at different points, but essentially at the end of January. And so it's just not a lot of time to get a deal done for what would be losing a significant player for Atlanta United. Now, some of the rumors that we've seen Atlanta United linked to center back, for example. And then, of course, we know that there's do we still have Gutman, or did we let him go?
Yeah, no, we have Gutman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And so, in case that you have to figure he's an insurance policy in case Bello gets moved on. But I think also the summer, there's the fact that we're seeing rumors about those players now means that there's obviously some interest in them. But I think it may need to materialize over the course of 2022. And so I think the summer is probably more realistic for one or both of them moving on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm inclined to agree. I think Bello may be the one that moves earlier than that if a good offer does come in. If that offer for Miles Robinson for $8 to $10 million was true, do you think it's kind of low? Do you think it's just right? Or, should we get higher?
I think it's right. And so I think a lot about his name is escaping me, but the Red Bulls center back who was linked to West Ham at Premier League moves and essentially Red
Aaron
Bulls
Long. Yeah.
Aaron Long, that's what his name is. Yeah. Essentially from what we understand, Red Bulls turned him down and then an offer like that never really came again and he kind of missed his window. At least at that point to join a Premier League team. And so I think if the opportunity is there for Miles, I think it would be a good move from among other reasons, PR reason for Atlanta United to kind of accept a $8 to $10 million offer. I mean, obviously you want to negotiate, you don't want to take the first offer, but I think ultimately, I think Atlanta United needs to establish themselves as a pipeline to Europe, because I think that's going to be something for MLS teams to demonstrate going forward. There's, something we've talked about a lot on the show is that, there's definite interest in MLS players from European teams. And so
Case in point, Ricardo Pepi. who went for 20 exactly. million to Augsburg. I mean, that's
exactly. Daryl DK seems like he's on his way. Yeah. And at one point there was rumored that there was a $20 million offer on the table for him. So I mean, you know, I think you know, if Atlanta wants to keep recruiting from South America and also locally, you know, it's going to be important, I think, to demonstrate that they can be a pipeline to Europe.
Yeah, I mean, DK did go to West Brom, and so yeah, that did transpire. And then, yeah, I mean, Robinson, it's funny, in the Twitter sphere, there are people that pretty much have been lambasting the front office of Atlanta United for not taking that $8 million offer if it was real, and that we're holding back Miles Robinson. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I could see that if we actually did hold him back and didn't sell him. But I think, yeah, to your point, taking that first offer... No, like that's in this point, you get the highest and best offer that you can get. And, you know, to I know you enjoyed that reference, but
nice. Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so it's one of those that's yeah, I think it'll come in time. And I think Miles Robinson, that's probably more likely in the summer. Agreed. But
the good thing is that to circle back to how we got to this conversation, they're part of the national team setup, and so that is continued exposure for them, especially as they are World Cup qualifiers and an actual World Cup this year. So yeah, I mean, like, I don't think Atlanta United should be rushed into a decision, but ultimately, you know, if there's a chance to move both of those players onto Europe, yeah, it behooves them to be able to do that.
Right. And then also, I mean, it's not to the detriment of the actual, like, being able to win as well. I mean, that's the thing, too, because it's like, all's well and good if you move on a player, but then you have to have the replacement in the talent level. And if you don't, well, then people are going to be pissed at the actual fans of the team. Like, that's what matters more than, like, oh, yeah, hey, you know, there's a pipeline to Europe, and the U.S. men's national team fans are happy. Like, who cares after that? I mean, if you're not winning trophies, so, you know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I'm certainly not advocating for us to become FC Dallas, you know what I mean? Right. As impressive as their pipeline is, you know, like, yes, absolutely still want to win MLS Cups and other trophies domestically.
Indeed, indeed, exactly. So, next up are those rumors that we had, well, just only one this week, unfortunately, and it's for a backup striker, which, yeah, on that outset is a good thing. And so Seattle Sounders striker Will Bruin, who had 3 goals and 4 assists in the 2021 season, has apparently drawn some interest from Atlanta United. That makes sense, as Gonzalo Pineda is our head coach. He was an assistant coach over there. He obviously knows Bruin very well, and I believe did play with him as well. So there is that aspect of it that you know, is clear in, you know, some familiarity. There's that you know, kind of striker that offers something of a different dynamic than Jose Martinez. But what do you think? Is this, you know, the type of striker that we need to go after? Because, yeah, he is still recovering from an ACL surgery as well. You know, in that sense of, like, you know, that's why, in terms of for Will Bruin, you know, maybe those numbers look a little depressed. But, yeah, he's also 32 years old. So, I mean, we're not going to bring in, like, you know, a spring chicken to be behind Jose Martinez either. I mean, we still have Jackson Conway, but yeah, what do you think of this rumor?
Well, recording this podcast feels a little bit like a deja vu, because I feel like we were in this exact same, having this exact same conversation last year around this time, right? Yeah. And so, you know, bringing in an experienced striker from Argentina to be the backup. Of course, talking about Lisandro Lopez, and then, you know, Kubo was just going to be there to break glass in case of emergency. Unfortunately, things did not go to plan. You know, like, obviously Lopez had a personal matter, and, you know, completely understand why he wanted to go back home. And and to be frank, we just saw a little too much of Kubo Torres, you know what I mean? And just he's just not of this level anymore. So now, obviously it's not the exact same thing. Will Bruin is a bit younger than Lopez as well. You know, he's done a lot of good things in this league. I'm okay with experienced MLS players, especially in a role player kind of backup position. The fact that he's coming off an ACL injury, I would have to think that the doctors and trainers at Atlanta United maybe have a little more experience in how to manage his minutes now, and theoretically Joseph hopefully will be okay going into 2022, to where he can take up the majority of those minutes. And and then, as you mentioned, we have Conway as well. Conway has has some experience under his belt. I think he should play about the same, if not a little more, in 2022 as well. I think it's a move that makes sense, and I think the depth is something that hurt the team as the season went along, could be a smart move.
Yeah, I mean, it's someone that could be a fit. I just wonder if he has the goods still, and is able to score on a reliable basis. We do need somebody, in a sense, that can also do a little bit of what Jose Martinez does, so that we don't have to change our entire setup as well when he's out of the team. And so there is that. I mean, you're not really gonna do the same type of striker every single time, but you still need somebody that can maybe do that. That maybe other person could have been Eric Lopez if he still continues to develop and if he's in the squad for 2022. But that all indications seems like he's going to be loaned out, or at least if we can. But I'm not mad at it, but I think we can maybe try to see what else is out there as well. I mean, it's not maybe the absolute sexiest of moves, but it could solidify some areas that are of need, especially in that veteran department. But moving on from that into some LA United 2 news, they signed Vicente Reyes, academy player, and also Jonathan Villal, and then he's a midfielder. And basically, there are a couple moves to solidify LA United 2, and so we'll see if Rocco Rios Novo does come back or not. Apparently LA United are looking for another experienced backup keeper, which screams out that they didn't mean to let Alec Can leave, because you pretty much have one of the best backup keepers in the league, and you just let him go for nothing. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, moving on from that, we don't need to talk about it again. We talked about it on a previous episode, so we can wax poetic. Yeah, we can wax poetic on it, maybe on our own time. But to the article this week from Felipe Cardenas that definitely drew some eyeballs and had some spicy things said, for sure. One of the things being that Jose Martinez wants to die here in Atlanta. He said, quote, "Obviously I want to hang up my boots in Atlanta, but I won't play for free. Everyone knows that. You can't give away your work. I want to renew my contract and end my career here. That's what I want." He also said that he wants to hit 200 goals, and that also he wants to be the league's best paid striker. He doesn't want $50 million in 1 year, but he wants a salary improvement, and most importantly, that they guarantee those additional contract years, which will be interesting if we do. But he said he's never really, he is not really thinking about leaving, MLS or LA United. He doesn't want to start from scratch, because basically he would choose Atlanta 1,000 times over. He said, "This is my home," and basically, he wants to die here. This is my home. I'll be here infinitely. So definitely some heartwarming words there, but it's also this last quote that definitely, I think, has me reeling a little bit, but in a good way. But he says, "When I die, I hope the fans remember me fondly, and hopefully they take down that Falcon statue," laughs, "or at least build one of me that's the same size right next to it." So yeah, definitely, he's heard the build the statue, cries and chants and all that. So definitely, really, really interesting article there. Great one that you should check out if you haven't yet. The whole thing is a great read, but really, really interesting stuff. We'll start off with that thing about him wanting to be the best paid striker in MLS. Definitely something that's, it's goals. And so it's something that, he hopes to do. Like, what do you think of him saying that, is it something that, we should do? Like, should we, make him the best paid striker in MLS?
In terms of my thoughts on it, I think it's strategic wording from Joseph, actually, the more I think about it, because like I'm thinking of the best strikers in MLS now, right? Like purely strikers. Yeah. So you wouldn't in my head, right? You wouldn't necessarily consider Vela or Pozuelo or who's another?
Ruy Diaz,
I think, is more of a striker-ish, right? But yeah. Forward striker type, right?
Sure.
And so I think, to Joseph's point, I guess, he's pretty unique in that category, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
In terms of pure goal-scoring prowess and, ability, because it's not just, the sexy strike, so to speak. It's the runs and the anticipation. That's what makes a consistent scorer. And so to answer the question, yeah, I don't think that that's an absurd request at all. You know what I mean? I think that Joseph should be one of the highest paid players in MLS because of what he means to Atlanta United and MLS. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at the jersey sales, he's always up there. You know what I mean? Like, he is clearly the combination of his personality and his play, it makes him a dynamic character, and like you see it reflected in MLS media, you know what I mean? Like, they, I know, like, every fan base loves to do the media doesn't love us. The media effing loves Joseph. Like, everyone loves Joseph. So, if you're gonna make a player one of the faces of your league, I think you do kind of have to pay him like it. And is also this tidbit, he currently does not have the biggest salary on LA United.
Luis Araujo. Yeah.
That's because of Luis Araujo. And again, look, hey, that's not really that far-fetched when you consider Araujo came from Lille, right, which is not a small club in France. And
won the league there. And, did pretty well as kind of a player that maybe didn't play full-time, but definitely, had a lot of minutes, played a lot of, meaningful games for them. That's definitely, he did better in Europe than Joseph Martinez. So, that, like, it makes sense that he would be paid more. We kind of talked pre-show that, in the realm of, to your point, Carlos Vela, like someone that, also did pretty decently in Europe as well. Kind of on similar levels, maybe didn't win, some trophies like Araujo, but definitely, yeah. I mean, Jose Martinez, though, has proven it here. And,
exactly.
I think that's that thing. And, even last year, it's a really great goal return. And especially, I think, the link-up play that he definitely played a part for the team as well. I mean, it was definitely super tough, I think, for him to, reintegrate himself in every aspect of our play fully, if that's what we're all expecting. I mean, he definitely, I think, still very much super super productive for the games and minutes that he played. And still, recovering from that ACL surgery. But you know, the other bits of him wanting to die here. Is this just conjecture? Is this he's trying to angle for this contract? Like, what do you think he's trying to get at?
I think it's all of the above. You know, like, I think he means it. You know, I think that his ultimate desire is to stay in Atlanta because, I mean, it's like, think about how you would approach a job. You know what I mean? Like, let's say someone offered you a job in another city. Well, you know, you would try to get the biggest salary that you could, especially if it's a city that costs more, right? Yeah. You would try to get them to pay for moving and so on. And so it's a, or, you know, you would take that back to your current job and say, hey, they're willing to pay this much. Can you match it? Like, that's yeah. Again, I think that, and except with in this case, like, there is no other team at this point, right? Like, Joseph isn't matching offers that we know of. He's just saying, like, hey, I just want to be, well, not I just, but I want to be one of the highest paid players in the league. And I want to play, I want to be that for Atlanta United. I mean, like, I think it's pretty clear what he wants, and I think he's laying it all out on the table. Like, I was, that's one thing, that's what stood out to me, it's just the directness of it. Like, hey, I'm not gonna do this for free, you know, like, and I definitely want an increase in salary. And so I think it's like, it doesn't give Atlanta United any excuses in my head, you know what I mean, because it's like, it's pretty clear what you have to do. And so it's just a matter of making it work if you want to, you know, so.
Yeah, because that's the interesting bit too as well. Like, so I asked you that question, and it is one of those things where the timing of this article, right? Like, why is he speaking exclusively to Felipe Cardenas at this time? And so that's part of it, I think, is that, you know, he sees the importance. He sees also that, you know, there is somewhat of that kind of, you know, the weight that he can kind of, like, push around just slightly at this time, too, because there's not really an heir apparent. There's not really anyone that can replace most of what he can do as well, not within the league anyway, right. You know. And so it's something that's, yeah, like, I mean, maybe Raul Diaz, who, you know, he's no longer with CL Sounders. And so, you know, that would be quite an interesting, you know, if, I forget if, Rui Diaz has signed anywhere, but, can you imagine a spearhead of an attack with Jose Martinez and Raul Rui Diaz?
don't put that, oh man, don't
take that. Oh, I mean, yeah, they're similar kind of strikers, you know, that they're diminutive in a sense, but, they can strike it. It'd be something. And, you know, I don't know if it might be too similar. If you do a two striker setup, you probably need a target forward and a player that can play in behind. But have we seen this in the world before? I think sometimes. So it's, you know, something that could, I think, work. But anyway, yeah, let's not get too dark, deep into that. But but the statue bits, yeah, you know, this is the, I think, relevant conversation too. Next to, that'd be kind of weird. It might block the view of the Benz, but I think definitely where, like, say DJ AU is, like, maybe like right in front of there where they do the golden spike, because you have, you know, the big soccer ball down there near the Home Depot backyard. I mean, probably something like that. Or you can, like, flip it onto the other side, onto Northside Drive. You know, maybe have it on that side. But and then so you have, like, kind of at least three corners of it now with that statue, or with something, you know, like a statue, a reflective thing. But yeah, like, where do you think it should go? Maybe on top. What if on top of the... No, no one would be able to take photos on it, so never mind. But
I was thinking, actually, this soccer ball next to the Home Depot Center.
Or the backyard, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, backyard. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely some food for thought. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, like, it kind of overlooks the field. Like, I think that'd be a dope spot for it, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think definitely, yeah, they're going to have to be a little strategic with it, you know, where people can see it the most, I think also is something. But, you know, who knows if the team is actually considering that. I know they've, like, kind of entertained the idea social media-wise, but, you know, we'll see if that actually comes to fruition. He's got a, yeah, he, it's not solidified. He definitely has some more work to do, probably in MLS, to probably get to just that little bit of, you know, kind of absolute, like, surefire, you know, type of thing, but definitely is something to think about. But, yeah, no, very interesting stuff from Felipe Cardenas and Jose Martinez there. And, yeah, definitely go read that article if you haven't. But, guys, yeah, that pretty much does it for the show, except for the question of the day. And, poignantly, we have to ask, does Jose Martinez deserve to be paid as the best paid striker in MLS? Let us know in those comments below. We look forward to what you have to say. That's it for us today. Remember to subscribe to us if you haven't already, share this episode, and leave us a review and rating so we can pop up higher in your rankings. And for Mark, I'm AJ. Thanks so much for listening.